Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this edition of UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. I'm your host, Pastor Timar McCain of Church of Jesus Christ Ministry, which is located at 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. I'll repeat that. That's 869 North Euclid Avenue in Upland, California, 91786. Our services starts at 1:30 p.m. every Sunday, so come and join us, okay? Fellowship with us. Now, you will be blessed. You'll enjoy it. Okay, so for right now, I would like for you to text or inbox all of your friends and family members. Tell them to dial in for this special edition of UCA Radio. The number to dial in, 646-668-8537. That's 646-668-8537. 668 8537. Or you can just look for my post on Facebook, Twitter, Alignable, or Instagram. Just click on the link where you see the post of today's show in order to listen from your computer. And on Facebook, you can listen from your computer all this week and next week also, okay? So you can click on today, listen to it. If you want to hear it again, you can click all this week and even next week, all right? All righty. Tune in tomorrow for the Message of Life with T. Myron Tasila McCain on HSBN.TV and on Facebook Live tomorrow. Tomorrow's Tuesday. Today is Monday, okay, September 26th. All righty. So you can always catch us on YouTube with the Message of Life and many other apps anytime this week, okay? Just join us. You'll be blessed with that as well. All right. Are you ready for our program today? I'm ready for it. I hope you are. Don't go away. We'll be right back, and we'll get right into our message. Praise the Lord. Here's Kimberly Brown.
I sing to you, my Savior.
You're listening to UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. I'm Pastor T. Myron McCain, and now let's get right into our message for today. It's called Shifting the Atmosphere. Shifting the atmosphere. Heavenly Father, I ask that you open up the hearts and minds of all the people that have tuned into this broadcast. Let them have a blessed day, Lord. Let their spirits be lifted, their minds, their souls be lifted up, Lord, and help them to want to walk a closer walk with you. Open up the revelation, Lord, of this message, that they may receive it in the name of the Holy One, the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Okay, shifting the atmosphere. What is meant by shifting? Naturally speaking, to shift means to change the place, position, or direction of something or someone. It's making a change in your situations, your home, your job, or just the way you do things. Shifting in the spirit, however, is a little different. It means to change your lifestyle completely. A 360-degree turnaround. You know, it's like repentance. Repentance is a shifting in your mindset and attitude. It's like having a temperature check in your heart, which then causes you to change the atmosphere in your environment. Have you ever felt in the natural, I'm talking in the natural, have you ever felt like this, like you need a change? Have you ever felt like that? A shifting, as it were, to something more positive, more refreshing? You know, like moving to a new location, meeting new friends. Well, it's the same in the spirit. You are shifting the atmosphere. There's something much better that's needed. Okay, so how do we shift the atmosphere spiritually, you may ask? Well, here's what you can do. Number one, invite Jesus into your life literally. I mean, really, seriously, invite him into your life to the place that he's right there beside you. You're talking to him. He's talking back. He's in you, and you're in him. You have him in your life as a part of your life, living his life through you. You invite him into your life literally, for real. Number two, read your Bible continually. And leave a Bible open in a place where there's high traffic in your house. You'd be surprised how that makes a difference, leaving your Bible open. You know, I had a spiritual experience that I'll never forget, actually, when I saw a spirit in my home. I was a kid. I was in high school. It was at my house. And I saw this spirit, and I told my mother about it. You know, and I was kind of, at the time I saw the spirit, I wasn't afraid. But after I told my mother about it the next day, she told me she was having a fight. She had a fight with that same spirit that night. And I was afraid. And so my mother kind of eased my fear. She took it away. She said, well, just simply leave your Bible open where you're sleeping. Just leave the Bible open. And I did that, and it comforted me. And I never saw that little spirit, whatever it was, again. I never saw it again, and I was comforted. And so it makes a difference, you know. Just leave your Bible open in a place where it's high traffic in your home. Leave it open. Put it on your favorite scripture or a scripture of warfare or a scripture where the Lord is casting out demons or whatever. That helps more than you think. Sometimes the little simple things we do in the natural can cause a big effect in the spirit realm. So keep that in mind, okay? Number three, display Bible verses throughout your home. You know, some people go to Bible bookstores and they get these little plaques or little pictures with little writings with a picture frame around it, and they hang it around their houses and, you know, different little cute things like that with Bible verses on it. Well, you know, you can put some of that all throughout the house so that wherever you go, maybe in every room, you have something pertaining to the Lord. All right. Number four, play some worship music during the day. You know, if you can, you may be at work and or you may be in a situation where you can't just play worship music, but you can have it on your phone as you have your earpiece on if you're out somewhere. But play worship music during the day or through the night. You know, hearing some praise and worship music when you come home, it helps relax you. If you had a hard day and you're just still in the attitude of praise and worship, it's just beautiful when you do that, because it relaxes you, it soothes you, it causes the Holy Spirit to move and keep the peace in your home. It keeps peace in your home. So make sure that you can try to work that in some kind of way. And if you're not at home, it keeps you at peace. Okay? Another thing to do is to open your windows and refresh your home, especially this time of the year. It's really a hot spell right now, but when this is over, it's going to start getting a little cooler. And you want that cool breeze to come through your house to kind of refresh your home. So open the windows and keep the Spirit of the Lord in your home. Okay? Number six, listen to the Bible on audio when possible. If you're not able to pick up your Bible and just read it, if you're busy doing work or something like that, then just play it on audio and just listen to the Word of God continually coming through, going through your ears. And because remember, the faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So if you're hearing the Word of God, go ahead and let it come in so that your faith in God can be strong faith, okay? Let the Word of God flow through the house continually as much as possible, as much as you can. Number seven, count your blessings and give thanks always for all things, big and small, even the little things. Give God praise for it. Give thanks. And recognize the blessings that God has given to you and give him thanks and praise, okay? Number eight, play and have fun together and enjoy each other as a congregation and as a family in the Spirit of the Lord. With your family, have a good time when you guys come together. I know a lot of times when families come together, it's a big fight, a breakout, but bring them together in the Spirit of the Lord and have fun. Play games, enjoy each other, laugh, and just have a good time in the Spirit of the Lord. And the same with your church congregation. When you come together, when you get together, you want to have a good time with the people in your church, loving on them, they loving on you, and you guys are laughing and having a good time in the Spirit of the living God and the Spirit of the Lord. Okay, and here's number nine. Pray. Prayer and supplication. Standing in the gap for others as well as praying for yourself. Going into spiritual warfare for loved ones, friends, and even for strangers. Yes, that's very important. Our place of prayer. You have to get into that secret place. We have to get in and stay in the secret place of the Most High, which means we have to enter into our prayer closet and stay there. Enter in daily. Go into that prayer closet, because that's your place of power and favor. So you get in there. You spend that quiet time with the Lord. You meditate on him. And you praise him and worship him. And then you pray. You pray and lift different people up before him. Sometimes just sitting before the Lord. You may not have anything that you're praying about. You just want to sit before the Lord, having your spiritual senses open, because you never know what he may say to you or what he may do. You may have a spiritual experience in the Holy Spirit. In the Lord, in the kingdom realm of God. So it's okay to just sit before the Lord and wait on the Lord to see what is he going to download to you. He may download a sermon. He may give you some messages, fill you in on things that's happening around you that you should be aware of. You never know what the Lord is going to do, but being in that secret place, that's your place of power. and favor. So you want to be in that secret place. Be in an attitude of prayer and praise and worship at all times, as much as you can, even during the day. It's not impossible. You can do that. You know, once you're in that place, that secret place, your place of power and favor, that will allow you to take authority over demonic situations, no matter how powerful and dangerous they may be. You will take charge. You see, we shift the atmosphere when we bring our bodies into subjection to the Holy Spirit. Did you know that that causes a shifting in your atmosphere when you bring your body in subjection to the Holy Spirit? As Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27, he said, "But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway." We shift the atmosphere when we praise the Lord. Psalm 22, verse 3, "But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel." Hallelujah. Israel, that's us in this hour. We are spiritual Israel. A lot of people don't like to receive that, but that's what Christians are, disciples, followers of Jesus Christ. We are spiritual Israel in this hour. We are ordained to be a people of praise. And now let me go back. When I explain that we are spiritual Israel, we are... Yeah, you have to understand what that means. If we just keep saying that physical Israel is God's people alone, then we're keeping the name of Abraham as Abram. When God changed his name to Abraham as Abram, Abram was the father of a nation, physical Israel. But the Lord changed his name to Abraham, which means father of many nations. So now that could only happen through Jesus Christ. So that's why now we are called Abraham's seed, because we have come to the Father by way of Jesus Christ. So now we are counted as Israel, God's people, Israel. Praise the Lord. I hope you understand that. Okay, we are ordained to be a people of praise, as it is written in Isaiah 43, verse 21. "This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise." We are being raised in this hour, the true believers, the true disciples of Jesus Christ. We're being raised in this hour to bring forth or show forth what true praise is, praise and worship. We will cause people to praise the Lord. We will praise the Lord. We will show forth his praise. The Lord loves true and pure praise and worship. When the children of Israel dedicated the temple, they praised the Lord in so much unity that the glory cloud of the Lord filled the temple, in so much that the priest could not minister, as it is written in 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verses 13 and 14. "It even came to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one," notice it says, "as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord, and when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praise the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever, that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God." The glory of the Lord, when they started praising, the Lord couldn't resist them. He had to enter in. He had to come. He inhabits the praises of his people, so he had to come. And he entered in by means of his glory cloud. And believe me, that glory cloud is very thick. I've seen it. It's very thick and beautiful, with full of light. They shifted the atmosphere by their praise and worship. So when you do praise and worship the Lord, you can shift the atmosphere. When we worship the Lord, we worship him for who he is. We acknowledge his greatness and we witness many signs of his greatness. And when we realize who he truly is, then we worship him. When the revelation hits us, when we see it by experience or however it's brought to us, the reality of who the Lord is, we worship him. We worship him, like in the case of Jesus, after he had walked on water and had Peter to walk on water as well. This is what his disciples said in Matthew chapter 14, verses 32 and 33. And when they were come into the ship, talking about the Lord and Peter, after they had walked on water, they came into the ship, the wind ceased. And, you know, that was a miracle right there as well. The wind immediately ceased because there was a storm going on when Jesus was walking on water and he bid Peter to come. It was a sort of an angry sea happening, but the wind ceased when they got back into the ship. Then they that were in the ship came and worshiped him. They worshiped Jesus, saying, of a truth, thou art the Son of God. You are the Son of God. Of a truth, that's what they're saying. They worshiped God, or they worshiped Jesus, and Jesus allowed them to worship him. Now, why would Jesus allow these men to worship him? Because he was God, right there in their midst. In the flesh, he was right there, so they did well to worship him. True worship changes or shifts the atmosphere. This is what Jesus said in John chapter 4, verses 23 and 24. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. But what does that mean? That means that we are to worship the Lord in the Holy Spirit and with the Holy Spirit and in reality. For the Lord, or for the Father, seeketh such to worship him. He went on to say, God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. In the Holy Spirit and in reality. Truth is reality. When we worship him like that, when we worship the Lord like that, then it changes the atmosphere everywhere we go, anywhere in any place we may be. We change the atmosphere when we call on the name of the Lord. Psalm chapter 50, verse 15. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I shall rescue you, and you will honor me. Yes, indeed, we will honor the Lord. We call upon him in times of trouble, and he come and rescue us. Yes, we will honor him, praise him, worship him. Yes, indeed. When God comes to our rescue, he will change things. He causes a shift. He changes the atmosphere. God had to shift the atmosphere when he created the heavens and the earth in the beginning. He had to shift the atmosphere. As he was putting things together on earth, he created the atmosphere, and then he had to shift the atmosphere. Genesis chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. And God said, let there be a firmament. You know, in the King James Version, it says a firmament, or an expansion, or an atmosphere in the midst of the waters. Because, you know, in the beginning, the Lord created the waters. And it was just in space, and it was a big thing of water. And the Lord said, let there be a firmament or an atmosphere. He put an atmosphere in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. So it's like in the middle, he put water. So now there's waters on top and waters on bottom. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament, or the air, or the atmosphere, from the waters which were above the firmament, or above the air, the atmosphere, and it was so. Now, this is before he brought, before he said, let the earth come forth, because the earth came forth from out of the water. But before that, you know, it was just water, and he put an atmosphere in between the waters. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day. When the Lord split the Red Sea, he had to shift the atmosphere. Here's what happened in Exodus chapter 14, verse 21 and 22. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night. God had to shift the atmosphere in order to split the Red Sea and made the sea dry land. And the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon dry ground. The ground that they walked on was completely dry. And the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. A wall of water as they walked through on dry ground. Not a bit of water was on the ground where they walked. In order for the early church to start their ministry, God had to shift the atmosphere. We read about that in Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. This is the atmosphere being changed. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. This was on the day of Pentecost, the beginning of the church. The Lord will continually change our atmosphere when we call on him, when we call on his holy name with a pure heart and with sincerity. He will anoint you many times if necessary, like in the case of the apostles, after Peter and John was persecuted because they preached in the name of Jesus. They were persecuted, they were beaten, and then they let them go and commanded them not to speak in the name of Jesus. Of course, Peter and John ignored that because they couldn't help but to preach in the name of Jesus. But they went back to the brethren and told them all about it. And they all prayed together, and this was their prayer, and this is what happened in Acts chapter 4, verse 29 through 31. This is what they said after they heard about what happened with Peter and John. They said, and now, Lord, behold their threatenings, scribes and Pharisees and all of that, and grant unto your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word by stretching forth your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. They were together, and after they prayed, the place shook, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And they spake the word of God with boldness. No fear at all, no trembling. They spoke the word of God with full confidence and faith. Once again, God had to shift the atmosphere. The Lord had to shift the atmosphere when Peter preached to the Gentiles. This was a big shock to the Jews who were present. Acts chapter 10, verses 44 through 48. While Peter yet spake these words, while he was preaching and teaching them about Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit fell on all of them which heard the word. that was non-Jews also, Gentiles, and they of the circumcision, which were the Jews that believed, were astonished. As many as came with Peter, for there was a host of Jews that came with Peter when he went to the Gentiles, because they were astonished because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Spirit. For they heard these Gentiles, these non-Jews, speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Spirit as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord is going to shift the atmosphere in this hour that we're living in right now. He is going to shift the atmosphere of the entire universe. And we are going to play a big part in making that happen as well. As it is written in Revelation 21, verse 1, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. John saw the results of this shifting of the atmosphere, and God promised it. He promised a shifting of the atmosphere, a new thing that he's going to do. And now we believe and know, we know it all to be true, that God will make a new heaven and a new earth. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 13. But in keeping with God's promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth where righteousness dwells. We can look around us now. We see that righteousness isn't dwelling on the earth right now. Unrighteousness is everywhere, but righteousness isn't dwelling. But once the Lord shifts the atmosphere, righteousness will dwell. The day of the Lord will be a great and terrible day when the Lord literally appears. It will be a shifting of the atmosphere. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and its works will be laid bare. Now that's what you call a serious shifting of the atmosphere. Keep in mind that God is going to make all things new. As he said in Revelation 21, verse 5, and he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. The Lord said that he will make all things new. That includes us, mankind. Everything will be made new by this shifting of the atmosphere. That is why we are waiting for the outpouring of God's sevenfold anointing, the latter rain. Well, actually, it's the former and latter rain at the same time to fall upon us in this hour. Understand that even when it rains in the natural, you can see how the atmospheric pressure changes or shifts. And when everything is just right, then the rain comes. It is the same in the spirit. The atmospheric pressure must be just right in all of us as we are gathered together in unity and in one mind with one accord, just like the day of Pentecost and just like the priests and singers were when they dedicated Solomon's temple. When all of that happens, then the outpouring of the sevenfold anointing of Holy Spirit and fire power happens. And that's when the seven spirits of God will rest upon us forever. Believe me, this will be a change in the atmosphere. When the Lord ultimately shift the atmosphere or change the atmosphere, That means that God will bring the atmosphere of the kingdom realm of God. That's what the shifting is. It's bringing in the atmosphere of the kingdom realm of heaven, which is when we breathe, we're able to breathe God's air, God's wind. And when we inhale God's air, when we inhale his wind, we inhale God's character, God's personality, God's spirit. The shifting is the kingdom realm of God on earth. So get ready for it. Get ready for it. God is now beginning to shift the atmosphere for the last and final time. So don't stand in his way. Listen to me. Do not stand in his way, but get into the flow as the Holy Spirit shifts the atmosphere for good. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Woo! Don't go away. We'll be right back. Here's Sharon Youngblood.
Calling everyone to proclaim to be a Christian.
Come all ye
calling
Christians.
All the new recruits to the demolition.
Come fall in line.
Prepare yourself for the quick commission.
This world is in a critical situation. It's critical.
Rumors of war and massive devastation.
You think America.
Wake up, soldiers.
Wake up.
Sitting on the pew.
Get up off the pew.
The harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. God has given us a mission.
We're on a mission.
Word everyone to reconcile with him, yes.
Who will work?
The word of God, this is the true God.
commissioned to serve. You've been 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 commissioned to serve.
Your left, your right, your left. You are listening to UCA Radio, where you will hear music and a message. Let's pray. Here's our prayer for today, and I pray that all of you will be blessed by this prayer. Every one of us. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, I call on you right now because people and spirits are coming against me in every direction, financially, mentally, spiritually, and physically. They are attacking me to the place that I'm beginning to feel helpless and hopeless. Many have lied on me, accused me, used me, and threatened me. And now I ask that you fight my battles for me. Help me to fight the battles within me. Deliver me from the hands of my enemies, my physical enemies and my spiritual enemies. Give me the strength to stand on your word and put my total trust in you. I ask that you fight my battles for me and help me to continue to walk in your presence to the best of my ability. Help me to walk upright in your presence to the best of my ability. I know that if I do my best, you will do the rest. Help me, Lord. In Jesus' holy name, I pray. Thank you, Jesus. I know that there's many of you who are going through some hard times, and you're going through some battles. Some are pretty stiff, pretty tough battles, being attacked in your body, in your mind, in your spirit, on your job, and in different situations. The bottom line is that we've got to stand strong in the Lord because you are in warfare whether you want to be or not. You're in warfare. So get yourself ready. It's good to already be ready, but if you're not ready, get ready. Get ready and be willing to fight in the Spirit. In the Spirit of the Lord, that's where your power and strength is. Get ready to fight. In other words, get ready for war.
We got the power.
We got the power.
We got the power.
I can feel it in
You're listening to UCA Radio, where you will hear music and the message. Here's our scriptures for the week, Revelation 21, verse 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 13. But in keeping with God's promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth where righteousness dwells. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and its works will be laid bare. And Revelation 21, verse 5, and he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. Praise the Lord. These words are true and faithful. Get ready for it, people. Full, complete, total deliverance is on the horizon. It's coming to you. Hang in there. Stay strong. Here's the McCain's Deliverance.
Free your soul,
so you won't have to
Deliverance is on its way. Praise the Lord. Hey, listen, thank you very much for tuning in to our program today. I hope that you have been blessed by the message, blessed by the music, just being blessed by dialing in. All right? Thank you so much. Don't forget, for Wednesday, we have Christian Talk with my wife and I, Team Iron Tasila, and we have a special guest, very special guest. So get ready for that. And also for tomorrow, T. Meyer and Tasila McCain on the message of life. So just tune in and be blessed. We're trying to get the word out there. That's the bottom line. And we hope that many people grasp it. Many people are being blessed by the messages and the things that we're bringing forth. And join us at our church in Upland, California, 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786, and our services start at 1:30 p.m. Come and fellowship with us, and then we start the service, and you'll just have a great time. Beautiful people, and you'll just love it, okay? So come on and worship with us. You guys have a blessed week this week. Say something nice to somebody. If opportunity comes forth, preach the gospel. Tell somebody about the Lord Jesus Christ. Bye-bye. See you next week.